Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's the only time in my life I got booed by Jet fans.
Here's Benny. Going to the end zone. Can he make the catch? Yes! Gravett is magic.
Welcome back to the Underdog Jets podcast with Wayne Kerbetz. And this is, we'll call it the, April Fool's, Wayne. What do you think? We're doing a show on April Fool's, so we'll call it the April Fool's Can't Wait Till the NFL Draft Gets Here edition, because I'm sick of everyone talking about it. Gotta be honest. Yeah,
so we could give any take and just say it was a joke, right?
Yeah.
Seen a lot of people do that. I know you were showing me some of the interviews at the owner's meeting. I was at the Jets complex yesterday, looking around to see AG or Ike or any of those guys. But, they're all out of town.
Yeah.
But like I said last year, it's just a different atmosphere in there. I'm interested on your take. I heard the interviews from Aaron, Glenn. I'm sure some people heard it.
Yes.
Interesting thoughts. What did you think?
I thought he was more subdued. He was showing his personality. And for those who don't know what I'm talking about, it's the annual league meeting, I think it's called. Is it called the league meeting? Yes, the league meeting in Arizona. Muji's there. Glenn is there. They had interviews earlier this week publicly. And Glenn sat down with the beat reporters yesterday at the round table, which is, it's interesting, not him not being at a podium, him talk. But I thought he was subdued. What's he going to do? He's coming off a 3-win season. Some of the questions were good. Some of the answers were interesting. The thing people mostly took away was the Gino is going to take us to the promised land, which of course the LOL Jets media machine is running rampant with. I don't really think it's a huge deal. What do you think, Wayne?
I would have said if I read it, maybe it was taken out of context. But yeah, listen, I listened to the interview. But what is he going to say? What is he going to say? You know, we got him and we're looking to bring him someone better. No, I mean, they brought him in to be the starter. I was going to bring in another vet for competition, and they're probably going to draft a guy.
Yeah,
but you can't bring the guy over and just say, yeah, you know, we'll see. You know, you're going to point out the best facts you can. The good years he's had, and that he's got some left in the tank, and that he's changed since he was drafted here, you know, a dozen years ago. So, yeah, I can't bash it, because I don't know what they're looking to do with the offense. They're looking to run the ball. They're not looking for him to throw the ball 40 times. You know what I mean?
Yep. It's to me. Well, actually, let's do this. So play it first. It's about 42 seconds long, and then we'll react to it.
Yeah.
Something about a quarterback, and I'm going to say a quarterback with a chip on the shoulder. And listen, he's proven a lot in this league of what he's done, especially when you take those times when he was in Seattle. Listen, he fits exactly what we're trying to do. So obviously we've created an identity. The foundation of our offense is pretty good now. Like, I just feel like he's the guy that's going to lead us to the promised land. He's the guy that's going to touch the ball more than anybody else on offense. And listen, I know he had his struggles. And I think a lot of quarterbacks, you know, they have their struggles. If you look at over the last 5 years, the guy that's thrown the most interception, I mean, the top guys are up there. Something about
who's throwing the most interceptions.
What do you mean?
Like, as he said, some of the guys, the best guys, have thrown a lot of interceptions over the.
That's a good question. I know Jameis Winston is always up there, but it's the right mindset from this standpoint.
If you don't listen to the beginning, the whole thing about the chip on the shoulder.
Yes.
And coming back to New York, where he basically was booed out of, I get that. As far as coming in, you want that mentality. That's his mentality. You know, he's got that dog in him, Gino. And, you know, they make jokes. They get punched in the face and he didn't do this and he didn't do that. And that's, you know, a decade ago. Yes. It's plus, you know what I mean? So, yeah, listen, he's welcome back, you know, open arms to me. I announced him at Radio City. And it's the only time in my life I got booed by Jet fans. It was loud. It was mixed booed and this and that. But listen, it didn't work out. Yeah, it's a lot of years later. But yeah, he's just looking for mentality, and you know, someone that's just gonna. The promised land is tough to define. You know, when people say promised land, you're thinking Super Bowl.
Yes.
For us, the promised land is let's get a 500 record and let's get to the playoffs. So if that's what he means in promised land, then yeah, maybe he's the guy.
Agreed. To me, it's like this. Glenn, while I think he has some things to change in year two, you're not going to take the motivation out of the motivational head coach.
No.
Right?
That's him. Yeah.
Yes.
That's what everybody's listening to. Yeah, that's what everybody's going to listen. You know, listen, everybody in the building, all the players that are home, all the people that might be drafted, they're going to listen to this because I'm sure this got played a million times all over the, you know, social media, this and that. And they're probably like, you know, mocking them, this and that. How is this guy going to lead them to the promised land? Listen, one guy ain't going to do it, that's for sure. Is he the guy? I don't know. You know, can you get to the playoffs? You never know, but he's not going to be the only guy there. But if they draft a guy, he's going to say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be like, you know, we drafted Simpson with the 16th pick. You know, he's the kind of guy that, you know, we think could lead us to the promised land one day. That's what it's going to sound like.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the same thing. He's not going to like be like, hey, he's all right. You know, he's over the hill. So, yeah, just, you know, you just can't like take it as like, yeah, he's a world beater. Like we brought him back because he's going to change the culture and everything. No, he's a part of the machine. Just speaking well of him. That's it.
Let's call it like it is. He's playing from a deficit right now, Glenn, because of the three wins. Yeah. And it's a harmless quote. Now, would Jets fans or some people would rather him not say it? Sure. But again, he's a motivational type coach. That's fine. That can work, you know, as long as he changes other things.
Yeah.
And, you know, I like the signing with Gino. I like the trade. Last year, I wasn't a huge fan of the Fields move. And I wasn't a huge fan of, you know, jamming the identity, rush first, just so narrow-minded there. And promising him QB1 starting position because he never earned it. Gino's different. Gino has earned it, so I get it. But the next clip we have here is interesting because Glenn, when Fields was brought up, put everything on his shoulders. We'll take a listen to that and have Wayne react.
How much you can learn from that as a coach in terms of like how you approach
that? That was a situation that it just didn't work out. You know, I can't sit here and say, listen, I regret, you know, because I think Justin's a really good player. And I put the fault on me. I didn't do enough to put him in a position to be successful. And I'm always going to say that. You know, that's my job as the head coach. So I think he's going to do well in Kansas City. I really do, because he's a good person for one, and he's a good player. I think Andy Reid's going to do a good job with him. You know, and those are some things that I've learned of making sure, man, how do I identify what every player can do and make sure they do a good job?
All right. What do you think, Wayne?
Let me ask you this. And be honest with me.
Mm-hmm.
Is Justin Fields a better fit than Kansas City than Geno Smith is a better fit in New York?
It's a good question.
So I think for what we do, you know, I know it's obviously different personnel and different kind of talent and then different system.
Yeah. But
if I had a choice, go watch the games last year. I'm not saying this guy's going to beat the world. I'm just saying I'm more comfortable having Gino there.
Yes.
Who can tuck and run if he needs to.
Yes.
Being smarter with the ball than having Justin back there. And you know what's not going to happen.
100%, Wayne.
that's my argument. That's being an optimist, but yeah. Let's just say it's a good start. You know, no one's going to talk about all the good moves they made so far. It's going to come down to the draft. If we went in as Geno is the one and that's it, then yeah, that's the issue. I have an issue with that. But there's going to be three or four guys coming to the camp, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And your point about Fields with KC, the Mahomes offense, he's not a fit. But with Reed, you know, if he has to start the first few games, I have confidence Reed is going to mold something around him, if that makes sense. Yeah. So Fields with Reich, no, I don't see it. Geno with Reich, yes.
Yeah. So, it's just different. It's a different system. It's just a matter of fit. That's what AD's talking about, you know?
Yeah. I love that he put it on his shoulders. I mean, it's one of the things you said and other people have said is Glenn, while he made mistakes for sure, he's someone, I think he said it himself a couple times, he's someone who will take a long, hard look in the mirror and make adjustments.
Yeah.
And I think if Jets fans want to have the utmost hope for 2026, that's it. And to your point about the new guys they brought in, look at the defense. They got run over last year, just destroyed. And people want pass rushers and cover corners. Guess what? You don't get to 3rd and 11 if you don't stop the run first. And he brought in guys who were violent, who stopped the run, Osai, DeMario Davis, Sweat. So he's definitely done a 180 there.
Yeah. No, I was surprised. I was really surprised. The chunk plays we were giving up. I was like, this is even when before we made trades, you know what I mean? Before,
yeah.
Even when Sauce was there, I was like, wow. This is not what I expected. You know what I mean?
I think a big part of it is not having a leader on defense.
Yeah.
And DeMario Davis solves that in a major, major way. And for those also, one of the comments he made, Glenn, was, I forgot who the reporter was. I hate this when I forget the reporter because I always want to give him credit. They asked, okay, what's your defense going to be? It might've been Samini.
Yeah.
What's your defense going to be? Everyone's suspecting 3-4 because you brought in the 360-pound Sweat. Big guys, Arvell Reese is going to be the pick. I'm sorry, guys. It's Reese. He fits perfectly.
Yeah.
And he said, well, he chuckled actually a couple times. And he had an interview with Eric Allen on the Jets YouTube and chuckled again. And it's kind of what we were saying. It's going to be hybrid. You can't run 3-4 exclusively today because of nickel and how often it's 11 personnel. Think about it more read react, like a 3-4 where the big guys up front just eat up space, you know?
Right. Yeah, it's like I said, it's going to be different. Everybody could focus on their own thing. AG could kind of oversee things, you know, and just notice more things, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's the biggest thing when we changed when Parcells came in. And where we took the next step is we self-scouted ourselves all the time. And they need to go back and do that and see, you know, I felt like they were reading our mail last year. They knew exactly what we were doing. You know what I mean? It wasn't very versatile or, you know, creative and stuff like that. So, enough about the Geno Smith thing. Like I said, what do you expect him to say? One and two, if you had your choice to have Geno or Justin. And it just is what it is. He's, you know, Field isn't the kind of quarterback that was going to work here. And, he's too nice a kid, and I'm sure Geno's hardened to the New York fans and the New York media and stuff like that. So,
Now you said something before that piqued my interest. First time you were ever booed, only time you were ever booed. Can you walk me through that with the Geno? Because from the broadcast, I don't remember hearing a lot of boos when you announced it.
No, so long story short, yeah, they asked me to do it. So I saw it. I couldn't remember when Geno came in. And then I was like, dude, suit and tie, completely normal, you know, dark brown hair, no gray whatsoever. And I'm like, how long? I had to go back and look to see how long ago this was. So, the pick was coming up. And, they always yell for who they want, this and that.
Yeah.
People wanted Geno, or I don't know who else was available. It wasn't like the Kyle Brady Warren Sapp thing.
Right.
But so I'm standing in the back, and someone hands the card to, Goodell. So he gets it. He looks at it, gives it to me, and he goes, "Good luck." I'm like, "Why?" I love
it. So this was Radio City Music Hall. Folks,
yeah, in the back. Those, yes. So I walk up there, and I was like, with the whatever pick in the 20 whatever draft.
Yeah.
So the New York Jets select basically, quarterback West Virginia, Geno Smith quarterback. It was so loud, but I couldn't tell. You know, it was boos and yells and yays, and I was just like, "Wow, this is pretty aggressive."
Yeah, you weren't used to it, my friend.
No, so yeah. Listen, it is what it is. You know what I mean?
Here it is, right here for those watching on the video on YouTube. Geno Smith, second round, pick number 39. I'm trying to remember if there was a guy Jets fans wanted. Now, what's interesting about this is Geno had a rough time of it in the not going. He slid. Everyone thought he was going to be a first round pick.
Right.
So because he wasn't picked, there were reports that he stormed out. He was frustrated. So I think that's what really contributed to the noise. And by the way, for folks, younger kids who don't remember, the draft rotates each city. Back in the day, Radio City Music Hall, it was Jets Central. And very few picks would ever get cheers. So yeah. The boos rained big time.
It was pretty fascinating to be up there, though, because I'd been there many times for, like, the Christmas spectacular stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Looking out, and then you had that upper deck, and people were all the way up there. I was like, geez.
Mm.
I was like, I could see how people back then when they had it there would come on that stage and just kind of be overwhelmed a little bit.
Yeah, it doesn't look – it probably looks bigger, like a lot more people when you're up there, right?
Yeah. So, it was an experience – I'm sure he doesn't remember. It's been a long time ago and I look completely different, but, it was a good experience and, I'm glad I was a part of it. And like I said, everything's going to change this year.
Yeah. Eric Fisher was the first pick in that draft. Who could the Jets have had? Zach Ertz went before Geno. Tank Carradine, Robert Woods, receiver, two picks after Geno.
Was there another quarterback available?
That's a good question. Le'Veon Bell went about 10 picks after Geno. 9 picks.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce as well. First pick in the third round.
Yeah, but we had a running back then.
Yeah. So. Man, oh man. What you going to do? Quarterbacks, this was not a good quarterback draft, if I remember correctly. So I don't think Jets fans were pining for a quarterback. I got to be honest.
Gotcha. So, yeah, it is what it is. They react to everything, and I don't blame them, It's just an audible noise. It's not necessarily a negative or positive. It's like when something happens, you just like, whatever it is, you know what I mean? It's just how it is, and that's the fun of being at the draft. If you're not going to not get drafted and you're already on a team, that's fun. If you're not, if you're already been passed over, it's fine. But I couldn't imagine being in the green room waiting to go out there, man. That's tough.
Yeah, that's got to be brutal. Like if I were ever in that spot, I probably wouldn't attend. Got to be honest.
Yeah. So not interesting stuff.
Yeah, it's wild. And it's probably when you're up there, you probably hear the people in the closest to you. So maybe they were booing.
Yeah.
Wayne Corbett was never booed at the Meadowlands. I'll say that.
At least they were drowned out by my friends and family.
Fireman Ed cheering from the upper. Yeah.
Nah, I'm just trying to give you the impression that, when he came in though, and just how different it's going to be now. But it's just, it is what it is. It's who we have and who we're going to go with right now until we bring a young guy in and another vet. It's just, that is what it is.
Yep. So we'll end on this. By the way, share this video, tell your friends, rate or review us at iTunes. That's a really good thing. And use discount code 80 on the website. Draft time. I can't believe we're still 3 weeks away. God, it's.
Yeah.
Did you see the Reese thing on social media? Okay. So some reporter. Arvel Reese. Some reporter.
Oh, okay.
Let me see if I can find it on Jets X Factor. Some reporter, it's the most irresponsible move someone could do.
Oh, he didn't get low enough on the
yes, ad. Yes.
It was completely different drill.
Yeah.
Playing different positions.
Completely different drills where the bag, it's hard to see, but Reese was going around the bag completely. Yeah. And Bailey was doing an L. It was an L drill. Yeah. Where he didn't have to go completely around. And plus, you don't know the context. You don't know if it was 70%, 80%, 90%. So yeah. the reporter, and I'm trying to find the video or the article, but the reporter tweeted it. This is Reese's bend. This is Bailey's bend as a screenshot.
That was it.
And Jets fans lost their minds. Can you believe that nonsense?
It's tough, man. Guys report on the Jets like you. It's just, you know, just not fair sometimes. Hey, I wanted to mention, obviously, we're going to put it on the site, but
yeah,
next, what's it called? April 12th, I'm going to be doing an appearance at Pandora's Box in Lafayette, New Jersey. Lafayette, New Jersey. I haven't been there ever because I know there's a lot of Jet fans up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like a toy card store from 12 to 2 on April 12th. For people to come out and hang out and stuff like that. But yeah, I'll put it on there, but it'd be good to see some of the guys. I'm putting my social media stuff. But yeah, like and subscribe. And the questions, we got to get back to the questions the next time we do something.
Email underdogjetspodcast@gmail.com to ask Wayne a question in the mailbag, underdogjetspodcast@gmail.com. Yeah. And we also got to get to receiver clips too, which we're going to do next show. But yeah, Pandora's Box, you said, where is it?
It's in Lafayette, New Jersey.
Oh, good old Lafayette. That used to be, I used to take 15 from PA where I lived to Parsippany for work every day. So I used to drive right through there.
Yeah, it's Route 15, Lafayette.
Yep.
Yeah, I know they have guys in there sometimes. I mean, they even have like wrestlers and stuff like that, but they make it fun. It should be a good time. Like I said, I haven't been up there, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to bring some extra shirts and stuff like that because I know I'm going to meet some people like, oh, I wanted to meet you always, and you're never up here. Like, well, I'm up here now. And
when is it again? When is it? What date?
April 12th.
April 12th. This is not an April Fool's joke.
April 12th.
Okay, April 12th. And look at this tweet. How does anyone take this seriously?
It could have been like warming up.
Oh, and for those who are just listening, I got a tweet. This is the tweet I'm referencing with the bend, with the drills. Same, the guy goes, Ryan Fowler, I don't know who he is. Reuben Bain, period. Arvo Rees, period. Same drill. Not the same drill.
You can see what the bag is.
So
look at the numbers. The numbers are on the bags. Plus, Bailey might even fell on his face after this.
Yes, they're two screenshots next to each other. How could you ever put this? This is embarrassing to put this out. Embarrassing.
This is the difference. Arvell Reese is doing a football drill. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He's doing a football drill. Bailey, is that Bain?
Bain? Yeah, I'm sorry. If I kept saying Bailey, my apologies. Yeah. It's Bain. Yeah.
Bain is doing Olympic speed skating where you have to stay like that the whole time. You know what I mean? You're on the side like that.
And if you watch the video,
yeah,
it looks like Bain's busting it more, and he might be, but it looks like a drastic difference because watch his arms. When you're watching a player, so if a guy D-line has really, it could be anyone, but has violent arms and the arms all over the place, it tricks the mind. His arms go all over the place and he's just going. That's another part of it too that people don't realize. It looks like he's moving faster, but it's just his arms going all over the place. You know what I mean?
Listen, they're both going to get drafted high, but.
Yes. And I like Bain too. I like Bain more than Bailey for sure.
It's not fair to do that to the Reese kid, you know what I mean?
It's just more so, it's not even about the players, it's just more so about the journalism.
People pick up on it like, oh, do you see that picture? Like, yeah.
Yes.
Well, we heard he's stiff in the hips.
So
and his arms are too short. It's like, all right, man, come on, just let these kids play.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
But yeah, hey, good show, Wayne. We'll do it again pretty soon. Take us home.
Yep. Yeah. No, like, subscribe, all that stuff. But definitely the questions.
Yeah,
I want to get some more questions, and we're going to do a live show, obviously, that'll be much more fun when you guys are in your chat and I go back and forth on that. But we'll give you enough announcement on that.
Yeah, we promise we'll do one before the draft for sure. Oh, or right after the draft, right around there.
All right, sounds good.
All right, bye everybody.